You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Concerns have been raised about how little youth homelessness has been addressed in Budget 2025, as well as how funding is being allocated that will impact vulnerable rangatahi and tamariki. Boot camps have received a $33 million boost over 4 years to create more camps, $1 billion has been stripped from emergency accommodations, and 18 to 19-year-olds are set to have their job seeker and emergency benefits tested against their parents' income. I spoke to Aaron Hendry, the co-founder and general manager at Kickback, an organisation aimed at tackling youth homelessness, about Budget 2025 and how youth homelessness should have been addressed in the budget. To start, what have we seen, if anything, in the budget about addressing youth homelessness?
Yeah, look, I can't really see anything of significance around a response to youth homelessness. Over the last year, since the government's reforms around the emergency housing policy, as well as a range of other decisions they've made that have resulted in cuts to both public services and community services, we are seeing an increasing number of young people and children, you know, some as young as 11, sleeping rough and experiencing homelessness. And we are not seeing any clear response or action from the government on this really critical issue. You know, for us, this is children that we see daily who are at risk, whose lives are at risk, who are in really serious danger. And this is a crisis that is escalating. And we would have expected in this budget that the government would have recognised that and started to respond.
You mentioned services that have been cut. How vital were these services for young people sleeping rough?
Look, the more support and services we have available in our communities, these are the protective blankets for our young people, the safety nets, the community organisations that are there for young people to get connected to and to build relationships with and reach out when they're in support. And with services now having their resources cut, and you know, we're hearing from our colleagues within the sector an increasing number of young people turning up at their doors, experiencing homelessness and really just lacking the resources themselves to act and to respond to them. It's of huge concern. It means that there is more gaps for our children and our young people to slip through. And I think what we need to recognise is that this is a big systemic issue and it requires a big systemic response. Our government must act if they want to ensure that none of our children or young people sleep on our streets this winter. Winter is coming and this crisis is only going to get worse and people's lives are literally in danger. It's dangerous to sleep on the streets. It's dangerous to experience homelessness. And when you think that we're talking about children, you know, really young kids, who are in these very dangerous and vulnerable situations, it is on the government to respond and to act with decisively to ensure that our children are cared for.
Why are we seeing so little in the budget to address this?
Look, I think that's a question that you need to put to the government. It's a huge concern. Looking at this budget, it seems to be a very clear decision to allow child prisons, boot camps, to be a solution for children experience homelessness rather than ensuring that there is housing and support and services available for kids when they have nowhere safe to go. The government could have made some different decisions. They could have ensured that they invested in a strategy to prevent and end youth homelessness. They could have invested in immediate housing services specific for children and young people to replace the motel accommodation model. They could have invested in youth housing services such as, you know, the youth housing projects, you know, $20 billion which they cut from the last budget. There's some real clear things that they could have done to ensure that children and young people were looked after this winter, and they have decided not to. Instead, they've decided to put money into building more child prisons and investing in the current ones that we have.
Speaking more to those boot camps you just mentioned, what are we seeing about these boot camps? Is the $33 million warranted to address this?
Look, the boot camps do not answer the key reason why children, the children that we meet regularly at Kickback, it does not answer the key reasons why these children are in conflict with the law in the first place. What we are seeing is children who are experiencing homelessness, who have nowhere safe to live, who are coming into conflict with the law because they are having to look after themselves, find ways to survive, find ways to find food, to find shelter, to just keep themselves safe. And that is bringing them into conflict with the law. Now that is the issue. We should be asking ourselves, why are children in these really dangerous and volatile situations? Why are they so vulnerable? And how do we respond to that need? Sending these kids off to a boot camp or a child prison and leaving them there for, you know, however many months and then trying to transition them back into the same environment that they left that is not the solution. We need to ensure that these children have the care and love and support they need so they do not need to come into conflict with the law in the first place. But what we forget often when we talk about youth crime is the first victims are these kids. Often these kids have been neglected. They have experienced abuse and harm. Often their whānau as well are denied access to some of their basic human needs, experiencing homelessness. And the children suffer as a result of that. We should be really responding to that need and ensuring that these children have the care that they need and are safe and looked after so that they never need to be in a position where they might come into conflict with the law.
Alongside additional funding for boot camps, the budget has also cut $1 billion in funding for emergency housing. What will this mean for vulnerable tamariki and rangatahi heading forward?
Look, we're already seeing that it is near impossible to get access to emergency accommodation. Look, I'm really scared, to be honest, for the children and young people that we serve, both for those we know and those we don't know, those who are slipping through the cracks. Because at the moment, if a young person or a child turns up to work in income and asks for support for emergency housing, there's absolutely no guarantee they're going to get it. Cutting more funding out of this is going to make the challenge worse. And those young people, when they turn up and they get denied support, are going to be in danger. Their lives are going to be at risk. And we're coming up to winter. It's getting worse. There's a real significant health impacts for a child or a young person when they're sleeping rough. We think this is a really dangerous decision, and the government needs to step back from it and start to recognise that, you know, we need to respond. We need to ensure that all of our children and our young people are getting the support they need. There are models out there to replace the current motel accommodation model. Look, we agree that the motel model was a failure and it's flawed, and, you know, we do think we need to move away from it. Before we totally just pull that out, we need to ensure we're building alternative models to ensure that when someone is in crisis, they have somewhere safe to go until we can find a solution for them.
And what would these alternative models look like?
Look, there's a range of models. You know, there's some great services that run sort of 24/7 wraparound support services for young people. So when they turn up, they can get support immediately and get housed while they get the plans in place to find out their next step. Kickback works with Massey Community Trust to run a host home model called the Safety Net, which is, you know, safe whānau that a young person could go to and, you know, be safe for a period of time while we work together as a community to provide the wraparound support and care and start planning for those next steps. And sometimes through the Safety Net, all they need is that safe place, and then there's opportunity to engage with whānau and to build, you know, community solutions to ensure that those children and those young people are housed. You know, other models around crisis services. So Kickback, we run the Front Door, which is a drop-in centre for young people who are in crisis, you know, so ensuring that there's a central place for young people to turn up, get support, get access to healthcare, to mental health support, and then navigate the housing system. So there's models out there that the community has already been leading and the government could be responding with. Our challenge to the government is come back to the community, ask us what is going on in our communities and start investing in solutions. In the first place to start is the government needs to invest in a strategy to prevent any new homelessness. If they don't do that, we're going to continue to deal with this huge challenge and people continue to suffer as a result.
The government claims the reason for cutting funding for emergency housing is due to declining need, saying they are well ahead of to reach a 75% reduction in emergency housing needs by 2030. Is this true? Are we seeing more vulnerable rangatahi and tamariki being housed in other means?
Look, there's been a 53% increase in visible homelessness in Auckland City Centre alone. Services, you know, across the city that I'm connected to and colleagues are saying that they're seeing more and more children and young people turning up experiencing homelessness. You know, Kickback is also seeing more young people walking through our doors experiencing homelessness, and often they've been denied support when they work into work and income. So, you know, we think that stat that the government is using is manufactured. There's been a barrier on the door to emergency accommodation. People have been shut out and they are using that to pull more money out of that funding pool. The need has not gone away. If anything, that need is growing, and the government has got their eyes closed to what is a really serious crisis facing our country right now.
18 to 19-year-olds are also set to have their job seeker and emergency benefits tested against their parents' income. What will this mean for young people who are not in contact with their parents? Will this exacerbate homelessness rates?
Look, this is really dangerous. People don't fit into the nice little boxes that we create at MSD. And there are going to be situations where people, for whatever reason, cannot get support from their whānau, despite what the government may think or say. And those young people are going to be vulnerable and at risk of homelessness. And in some cases, their lives are going to be at risk. It's a dangerous policy and it needs to be pulled back. The government, again, needs to step back, talk to the communities affected by the decisions that they're making, engage with their community and understand why people are needing access to the benefit in the first place, and then provide the support and response that our people need, rather than punishing people, punishing young people for an economic crisis that they did not create.
And how would Kickback like to have seen youth homelessness addressed in the budget?
Look, we think there should have been a really clear investment in the youth and child homelessness prevention strategy. We believe the government should be investing in duty to assist legislation to ensure that no child or young person gets denied support when they turn up to work and income, that all young people get the support they need. We think the government should be investing in housing services for young people specifically, so that there is more housing available to them and a stronger public housing build project. And we also think that young people need to be prioritised on the public housing list, so that when young people are at risk and needing housing, they can get that swiftly. It's really clear that homelessness is a political decision, and this budget just illustrates that very clearly to all of us. We can make different decisions. We can ensure that all of our children and our young people have access to safe and stable housing. But we've got to start making better decisions for our kids and our communities.
That was Kickback's Aaron Hendry on Budget 2025 and its lack of funding to tackle youth homelessness.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.